And let me tell you, when we make those calls in, we will be listening to the producers and how they respond, whether they shut you off or not. Our next speaker, it gives me such great pleasure to say that there was one anti-war group that I had heard about long before 2001 happened, or before the war happened, the invasion, because they were standing up on issues that were so important, issues like reparations, issues pertaining to people who had wrongfully been in prison. They've been there always. We have some of their members on our board, and it gives me great pleasure to introduce one of the representatives from the International Action Center. Your work is so known. Your work is so felt. Dustin Langley. All right.
Thank you. Sisters and brothers, I just got off the phone. A friend of mine from out of town was calling and wanted to know what the hell all that noise was, and what are you protesting now? And I said, well, let me explain it this way. I'm looking around and I see several hundred friends, comrades, elders, some co-defendants, people that I've been on the streets with for years on so many issues, whether it was to free Mumia or to try to stop the war in Iraq and Afghanistan, so many struggles, and we are on the outside of WBAI. And in the meantime, some corporate drone from California, some junk mail racist, and some clown who, if he's not getting paid by the CIA, Mr. Cohen should file a complaint. They think they're running WBAI. But we're here organizing and we're gonna take it back. We have to take it back. Sisters and brothers, when I first came to the city, and when I first moved to this area and was first becoming politically involved, WBAI was my lifeline. It was through WBAI that I heard about the International Action Center. It's through WBAI that I heard about the Free Mumia Coalition. And it's every day in my house today, we put on WBAI first thing in the morning for news about so many other issues. Reparations, Mumia, the struggle to stop the war, the struggle for workers and immigrant rights. It's the only place we hear these things, and we're not going to let them turn WBAI into another NPR. We don't need to. But it's one thing to point a finger at some of these clowns, Steve Brown and Mitch Cohen, and we should call them out. But we also have to see this attack on WBAI as part of a larger pattern. It's part of an attack on our communities. It's part of the attack on Black and Latino communities. It's part of the ongoing attack on working people throughout the country. It's an attempt to silence us, to marginalize us, to make us go away, to make sure that the issues that we raise, the issues that are life and death to us, don't get heard. And we're not going to let that happen. Whose station? Take back WBAI. Thank you.
Thank you so much.